gone on even after their careers, baseball careers had been over. But I remember we were, I don't know who we were playing, but Palmer came in and told Weaver, this is about the eighth inning, he said, look, I've had it. I'm just, you know, I'm not throwing that well. And Weaver said, well, you're throwing as good as anybody we got in the bullpen, so you're going to go back out there. So Palmer went back out there, and first pitch he threw to Sal Bando in the ninth inning, Bando hit a home run. So Palmer turns around, he's looking into Weaver. He said, see, I told you, I don't have it anymore, you know. And I saw Palmer came in one day. They had a little run-in with Weaver, and Palmer's locker was right here, and Weaver's office was right there. So Palmer just cleaned out his locker, moved down to the other end so he wouldn't have to look in the Weaver, you know. But anyway, the next day they'd be out. And Davy Johnson always, Davy Johnson that we had, his nickname is Dum Dum. You know, he was a Texas A&M graduate, and they take a lot of grief anyway, you know. But Davy Johnson had something called variable pitch deviation. And what he meant by that was throw it to the middle of the plate and hope it'll go to the corners, you know, because they call it variable pitch deviation, something like that. But he came up with the computers, you know, so he was in there telling Weaver how to make the lineup out, you know, and Davey wanted, you could tell that Davey wanted to be a manager even back then, I think.
How about the other, in the rest of the league, obviously you played against some superb players, many Hall of Famers. Can you talk a little, we'll start with the Yankees, but obviously Maris and Mantle are figures that people will be interested in. Can you give us a sense of what they were like to play against?
Yeah, well, I when I tell people that the true superstars of the games, guy like Mantle, Aaron, Mays, I mean, these guys can do everything the game demands. I mean, they can hit with power, run, field, throw, do it just about any time they want to do it. And of course, I got to, I think Roger Maris, I got to see him hit number 59 and 60, I believe. Looking back on it now, it's a little sad that he really didn't enjoy it as much as he should have. But these guys just amaze me. And you could always expect the unexpected, I think, from them. I saw Mickey Mantle come off the bench after, I think I hit a home run in Baltimore where he broke his ankle, and he went under the fence and broke his ankle. I hit that ball, but I saw him when he came back after a layoff, and he hit a pinch hit home run in ninth inning to win the game for the Yankees. So they just did things that no one else can do. And of course, Maris, the MVP in 60 and 61, and he's a guy who probably doesn't get the recognition that he deserves. The 61 home runs have been kind of a pox, I guess, on his career, because here's a guy who could run, he could throw, a heck of an outfielder, and hitting the home runs. And I think people look at him and say, well, he just had that one year. But here's a guy who was the MVP twice in a row ahead of...